Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Early Tuesday morning, right in the middle of the week, Donald Trump cancels all of his press and decides to golf for the day. Right in the middle of the Epstein controversy, right after striking yet another ship off the coast of Venezuela, inching us closer to another war, and after saying affordability combined with Epstein are all Democrat hoaxes, Donald Trump decides to hit the golf course and take yet another day for himself, with no press whatsoever. Either way, we're going to continue to cover the day-by-day updates coming out of the DOJ as they drag their feet on releasing the entirety of the Epstein files. Make sure you drop a like. Double-check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed so we can beat MAGA Media in 2026. And let's just start with this article that released yesterday exposing Trump's threats against Marjorie Taylor Greene. So, Greene's last text exchange with Donald Trump was on November 16th about the Epstein files and about threats against her life. That day, she received an anonymous email in her personal Gmail account that threatened her college-age son. Quote, "Derek will have his life snuffed out soon. Better watch his back." The email subject heading used the nickname Trump had given her the day before, Marjorie Taylor Greene. What was the catalyst for this feud between Marjorie and Trump? Well, the Epstein files. Marjorie repeatedly said she wants transparency. She wants the DOJ to release everything they had. And that was enough for Trump to just, you know, sever the entire relationship. Greene promptly texted that information to the president, showing him that she's getting threats because of his words. According to a source familiar with the exchange, his long reply made no mention of Marjorie's son. Instead, Trump insulted her on personal terms. When she replied that children should remain off limits from their disagreements, Trump responded that she only had herself to blame. I pulled up the New York Times article, and it continues by saying, Greene expressed her perplexity over Trump's intransigence around the Epstein files. After the hearing, Greene held a news conference at which she threatened to identify some of the men who had abused the women. Trump called Greene to voice his displeasure. Greene was in her Capitol office. According to a staff member, everyone in the suite of rooms could hear him yelling at her as she listened on the speakerphone. According to Greene, Trump replied, "My friends will get hurt. My friends will get hurt." That follows with how the Epstein release then took place. Ed Krasenstein points out, the Epstein cover-up is real, and they are covering up for Trump in many of the files. The text on the top was released by the Trump DOJ as a part of the Epstein files. The bottom text is identical and was released by a judge under the Biden administration. What do you notice? So let's read the part that is unredacted, and then we'll see what they redacted. It says, quote, "Another friend was one of the many girls that had sexual relationships with Donald Trump. She confided in me about her casual friendship with Donald. Mr. Trump definitely seemed to have a thing for her, and she told me how he kept going on about how he liked her nipples. Trump liked flicking and blah, blah, blah. One evening, they were showering together, and she showed me her nipples. They looked incredibly painful, red, and swollen." Now, if we scroll up to the version released under the DOJ, the Trump DOJ just recently, it says, "Another friend was one of the many girls that had sexual relationships with blank blank. She confided in the casual friendship with blank blank, and he definitely seemed to have a thing for her." This proves the theory that the Epstein files were surgically redacted to remove Trump's names. They should be called the Trump files at this point with all that we know. But it gets worse. A few months ago, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson claimed that Trump is only in the files because he was an informant, and then he was forced to walk this back the next day. Take a look at the first clip.
"It's a terrible, unspeakable evil. He believes that himself. When he first heard the rumor, he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He was an FBI informant to try to take this stuff down."
This is not true. Donald Trump knew about the girls and then said years later, Jeffrey Epstein likes him young. He likes to have a lot of fun. Here's Mike Johnson walking this back the next day.
"President Trump, but everybody about him, that he was willing to help law enforcement go after this guy who's a disgusting child abuser, sex trafficker, all the allegations. That's what they heard. So the president was helpful in that. I don't know if I use the right terminology, but that's common knowledge and everybody knows that.
You did not use the right terminology, and this is not common knowledge whatsoever. And really quickly, have you ever asked yourself, who's reading my emails? Because with the current government's overreach, the NSA and FBI can legally monitor your messages and legally buy your private data. It's true. You can look it up. That's why I use Proton Mail to send and receive all of my personal messages. They have end-to-end encryption, meaning nobody can read your emails but you. They're based in Switzerland, outside of U.S. jurisdiction, meaning they're protected by actual privacy laws. And it makes surveillance, like Section 702, which allows the government to access your data, powerless. It's useless because of where the company is located. So you could have your own privacy mechanisms. And if you're switching over from Gmail, it's just one or two clicks. Legitimately, one or two clicks. And it's the easiest way to protect yourself. So go to proton.me/Adam or click the top link in the description and you can get a free account. Again, proton.me/Adam or click the link below. Thank you to you all and thank you to Proton Mail. Someone points out, nothing screams Trump F kids like 132 pages completely redacted of the Epstein files. I mean, if they targeted Trump's name in these redactions, you can only imagine what else they are redacting. Harry Sisson points out, MAGA is now using the Minnesota fraud story to distract from the Epstein files. They don't care about fraud and never have. If they did, they wouldn't have voted for Trump, who has committed extensive amounts of fraud and pardoned convicted fraudsters. I made a video about the Minnesota case earlier, and I'm going to make another video about the Minnesota case because there are more debunks that are coming out by the day. Right-wing MAGA supporters are stirring themselves up into a frenzy over something that had already been solved under the Biden administration. It is insane to continue. David Hogg asks, what happened to QAnon? And Joshua says, for years, a sizable segment of the MAGA base insisted there was a secret elite pedophilic cabal running major governments and trafficking children. Then the Epstein files began pointing to Trump's involvement in something incredibly similar, and the theory quietly disappeared. When I was at Charlie Kirk's AmFest, obviously he wasn't there. It was the first one he couldn't go to, but I was interviewing Trump's biggest supporters, and all of them were just not really interested in the Epstein files for some reason. For some reason, the conspiracy brain people who are always talking about pedophiles and elites aren't very interested when it comes to Donald Trump. Chuck Schumer responded to this MTG article and said, quote, my friends will get hurt, said Donald Trump. Donald's true colors shine through, protecting the rich and powerful and blocking accountability. Trump's Epstein cover-up must stop. Justice for the survivors is our priority and what the law requires. This entire Epstein cover-up has been beyond a mess for the current administration. Think about where we started. Pam Bondi said the list was on her desk. Then the next day, it was apparently all a hoax. Then the next day, it was written by Obama. But then the files were going to be released. Then Elon Musk comes out and says that Trump is in the files. Over and over, they have botched it so much so that Kash Patel likely perjured himself in front of Congress by saying there was no one else linked to this sexual trafficking case. And then they released evidence showing that there were other people linked to the sex trafficking. I truly believe that Pam Bondi and Kash Patel need to be held accountable. Kash Patel needs to be investigated at the very least for perjuring himself in front of Congress. And Pam Bondi has lied on camera multiple times about the state of the investigation, the amount of evidence that they have. She said they had tens of thousands of videos and there were tens of thousands of victims. But then Kash Patel says there was only one or two people perpetrating this, Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein. Make it make sense. We need to continue to comb through the files, get more and more transparency and accountability. You'll see that on the Adam Mockler channel. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.